The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Weekday evenings on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. It's 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. Host Daryl Wood brings you the day's news and trending topics as only he can, with a unique blend of conservative opinion, constitutionalism, and thought-provoking analysis. Join the conversation. 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. A daily look at the news in a way you won't hear anywhere else. Tune in to 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. Or stream at patriotdetroit.com.
You are in what part of the country?
Southwest Colorado.
Wonderful. How are you picking us up?
Oh, I stream you guys on my iPhone every day.
Fantastic.
I am a resident of Sterling Heights, but I frequently come to Southwest Colorado.
I am just thrilled to be hearing from you out there in Colorado. Continue to listen, tune in again, and call at your earliest convenience. Godspeed.
Run to Win with Daryl Wood, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. on Faith Talk Detroit.
Where we talk about religion.
Be what God wants you to be, and you will be what America needs.
You don't have to be a Christian to see the evidence of design, but I happen to be a Christian. The identity of the designer is clearly the God of the Bible.
Don't make me start preaching up here.
Politics.
Even if Israel has to stand alone, Israel will stand.
And everything in between.
Christians need to become, once again, the force with which to be reckoned in this country. We are not going gently into the good night where we are silenced and marginalized in the public square.
You like the Paul Revere of Christianity, you know that?
Good work, and God is with you.
Engage.
Go and throttle up.
Dial the number. Join the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. I'm Daryl Wood, along with show's official observer, Brian Bileski. He is flying the ship, manning the controls, and keeping us aloft this early evening. And, of course, he will be screening your calls for this edition of the program. I should also let you know that it's the day of the program that many of you wait for. And for those of you who've not heard the show before, what that means is, while for the rest of the week, Monday through Thursday, everyone must talk with me about what I want to talk about, the stuff on the rundown, today on our free thought edition of the program, you get to kick my rundown to the curb and talk about whatever you want. But the rules remain the same. We have a lost and a dying world to save and a republic to rescue. Let's go.
From fashionable Ferndale, Michigan, it's Free Thought Friday on Run to Win. Kick Daryl's content to the curb and you set the talk agenda for the next hour.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Real simple. We give you a number. You dial that number. You talk with me about the news, the topics, the stories you really care about. 866-423-9578.
Everything's connected. There'd be no climate crisis if it wasn't for racism.
How do you get to that? Tell me.
Where would they put the... Where would they put the poison and the pollution? They're not going to put it in Bel Air.
They've got to find some place where poor people or indigenous people or people of color are living. Put it there. They can't fight back.
We have to act.
Come on, man.
How dare you?
Do we have to act? 866-423-9578. You know, I used to refer to The View as 60 Minutes of Misinformation. I guess I may have to add the Kelly Clarkson Show to that list. 866-423-9578. The cast of the new movie, 84 Brady, I think that's the name of the film. Among them, Jane Fonda. Some of you remember Jane. Some of us remember her as Hanoi Jane. The height of her activism in the 1960s was her protestation against the Vietnam War. And she was answering about what it takes to get involved and become an activist for causes one believes in. And in the process of talking about it, as you heard there, she talked about learning about it, you know, and getting up to speed on what's really going on. And then just about anything you can think of can become a cause for which you can become activated, as long as you kind of know what you're talking about. Does Jane know what she's talking about? 866-423-9578. Dial that number. Join the conversation on Run to Win the Daryl Wood Show. You heard her kind of conflate climate change with racism. She said there'd be no racism without climate change and no climate change without racism. 866-423-9578. Dial that number. Join the conversation on Run to Win the Daryl Wood Show. Just an example of the kinds of conversational topics that get unpacked this day of the week when you get to talk about whatever you want. Yeah, Jane and her cast members, Rita Moreno, Lily Tomlin, and Sally Field appeared on the Kelly Clarkson Show. And Kelly was lauding the fact that each of these women at some point in their past was actively engaged for social causes of one sort or another, to which Jane responded.
For me, it was learning about the Vietnam War. And when I really understood what that was about, I couldn't do anything except try to join the movement to stop it.
And that was where I started, because you're pretty active, even after that.
Well, you know, you can take anything, sexism, racism, misogyny, homophobia, whatever, the war, and if you really get into it and study it and learn about it and the history of it and everything's connected. There'd be no climate crisis if it wasn't for racism.
How do you get to that? Tell me.
Where would they put the... Where would they put the poison and the pollution? They're not going to put it in Bel Air. They've got to find some place where poor people or indigenous people or people of color are living. Put it there. They can't fight back.
866-423-9578. You know, the fight for environmental justice in this country is a fairly recent development, particularly when you talk about it in the sense that you hear Jane Fonda talking about things like sites where pollution and toxic chemicals are dumped into communities that may be places where people of color, as the progressives and the liberals like to say, well, we would typically just say black folk, Hispanic folk, and others live. Poor black people in particular have dealt with this issue for many years, and perhaps, and unfortunately for Jane, the more racist concept unpacked in her statement is that poor people somehow aren't able to stand up and fight for themselves in situations like this. Well, if Jane had really known what she was talking about, and she did admonish people to learn what they're talking about if they're going to be actively engaged, she would know that the earliest pioneers in the environmental justice movement were working and poor black people. These were the people who stood up to fight in this particular movement. Some of the names in the early days of the so-called environmental justice movement include Ben Chavis members of the NAACP who did significant environmental impact studies in the early days, the late 1960s, early 1970s. In addition to that, you have names like Dr. Robert Bullard, a sociologist. His wife was a pioneering attorney who also fought the legal battles, early legal battles with regard to the so-called environmental justice movement. And there's a great article in the New York Times. It dates from, I think it's June or July 2020. In that particular article, and it's really, really interesting because that article chronicles the exploits of a poor South Philadelphia woman fighting against environmental injustice in her community, in the real sense, and not just the you know, the title that is somewhat elusive, because what, after all, does environmental injustice really mean? She's fighting against the poisoning of her community by corporations that are dumping chemicals in the ground and in the water near where she and her family, friends, fellow churchgoers, and others live. And she and members of that community have taken up the fight against the corporations doing the toxic chemical dumping. Now, regardless of how these fights come out or anything related to that, what we see here are people in their own communities standing up to the corporate powers that be in particular to deal with the situation, much to the same degree that you saw people standing up in Flint, Michigan, fighting the battle against those who had made incredibly bad decisions that created the kinds of consequences that caused pollution of drinking water in that city. So for Jane Fonda to say that poor people are, you know, set upon by the corporate powers that be because they can't fight or defend themselves is pure nonsense. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV. Dial that number. Join the conversation on Run to Win, the Darryl Wood Show. Just some of what's percolating in the news ether. And every now and then, you know, without spending a whole lot of time talking about it, we like to set the record straight on one or the other subjects that we talk about or hear others in the news, whether it's news straight up or entertainment. We just like to set the record straight where we think it needs to be set straight. 866-423-9578. Dial that number. You can talk with me about whatever you want on the program today. It really does not matter. So you pick the topic and we'll talk. Gary's listening to the program in Holly. He wants to talk about, of all people, Adam and Eve. Gary, thank you for calling the show.
Yes, Adam and Eve, they sin. And in Romans, HX says all creation was affected. Mm-hmm. But in the Aramaic, it doesn't say that. And the last 6 months, I've got the Aramaic, the Greek, and the Latin. Have you ever heard the Aramaic Peshitta?
Yes.
Okay, in the Aramaic Peshitta, it doesn't say that. But so I believe that in heaven, the sins of mankind were not affected by heaven. When you look at Revelation, I'm trying to get people to study Revelation.
I'm sorry.
There's different
beings.
Hang
on, Gary, hang on. What was that you just said? You said something about in heaven, what?
In heaven are other beings that God created. He didn't describe them all, but he told about four holy creatures that worship the Lord day and night that look like animals. Do you remember them creatures?
Yes. What about them?
The sin of mankind did not affect anybody in heaven, any beings. So there's people that believe in Romans 8 chapter that all creation was affected by the sin of Adam and Eve. I believe God,
No. When we talk about creation, we're talking about the word typically used in the Bible, and you'll see it in the Old Testament, and it is translated in the Old Testament as the same word. It would be the word cosmos. Cosmos would be talking about anything created in the lower regions that don't include what we typically refer to as the third heaven, or that place where God dwells. Sin does not touch that place, Gary. Everyone who knows what the Word of God says about the perfection of Almighty God who dwells in an unapproachable light knows that sin does not touch the kingdom of heaven, and nothing that defiles shall enter that kingdom. So you're not incorrect, but there's no debate as to whether or not sin affected heaven as opposed to whether or not it affected the cosmos, all creation below heaven. And certainly all creation below heaven has been affected by the sin of man. In this case, as you posited, Adam and Eve. Gary?
Well, in Romans 8, chapter in Aramaic Peshitta, it said that also the creation will be freed from the bondage of corruption to the freedoms of the glory of the sons of God. For we know that all created things groan in labor and childbirth,
yes,
until today.
But not in heaven. So what's your point, Gary?
People have misunderstood Romans in the English translations, thinking that all creation outside of mankind were affected by the sin of mankind.
I don't think that's true, because I don't think there's anyone who has read the Bible for all it is worth, having understood that our God is perfect and sinless, as was the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, and understood then that there's nothing about the heavenly kingdom that can be likened unto what we experience in this earth realm, especially when it comes to the failures of man. It does not exist where God is, and one day the blessed hope is that we shall be where he is, and we shall see him as he is, and we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Gary?
Well, what I'm saying is, when God created mankind, he limited how far we can go in our own galaxy. And he's created galaxy after galaxy, and we don't know what he's created in those galaxies, right?
Well, one of the things that we know is that man is an incurable skeptic, as well as being an incurable explorer with curiosity that many times is expansive beyond what he may be able to, or she may be able to achieve in their lifetime. Man continues to explore. Man continues to question. Man continues to make advancement that allows us to see further and further, if you will, into the universe to see exactly what's out there. And we are peering farther into the universe at this particular point in time than anyone ever thought we would. Will we ever come to the end of it, know what that's all about? No, but the discoveries we're making are pretty fantastic, Gary. That doesn't mean we're going to create a telescope at some point that's going to allow us to peer into the heaven of heavens. No.
Well, God's creation, chief creation was mankind. He knew that he was going to come as a man, that Christ would come as a man and do away with, die for our sins. So he didn't die for anybody, if he created any other beings, he only died for mankind. He didn't die for any other creations.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's my position.
Well, your position is correct because the Bible tells us he died for the sins of the world. Definite article.
Right.
Not the world's plural. That it, Gary?
And check their translation with these other translations.
Well, it's wonderful that you're taking a look at some of the other translations, but you can take a look at those as well as translations that are different simply because of the translational and transmissional differences and distinctives, and make all kinds of assertions. It's important to make sure that we are sticking with the orthodox interpretation of the Word of God, and we can through systematic study of the Word of God. Gary, thanks a lot for the call. Good call. 866-423-9578. Run to Win the Daryl Wood Show. Back after this.
Find out what we've been up to. WLQB's newsletter is online. Go to faithtalkdetroit.com and enter keyword newsletter. Get in the know now.
Are you concerned about outliving your money? How would you like to have guaranteed growth in a lifetime of income you can never outlive? Join Bill Duggan for the Safe Money Radio Show on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on FM 101.5 and AM 1400 The Patriot. Listen to the Safe Money Radio Show with host Bill Duggan. Call to receive your complimentary customized Safe Money book and Safe Money Information Kit. Call Bill Duggan now at 844-647-7233. That's 844-647-7233.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-746-3737. 800-746-3737. 800-746-3737.
Faith Talk Detroit welcomes Dr. Daniel Huerta, author of Seven Traits of Effective Parenting, and Christian music artist Rebecca St. James to Woodside Bible Church in Troy on Friday, March 10th. It's free and open to the public, but get your tickets online now at faithtalkdetroit.com. During this inspiring event presented by Focus on the Family, Dr. Huerta will break down each of the seven traits to give parents an honest look at their unique strengths, plus some areas they could use a little help. Rebecca St. James will join the conversation to discuss these empowering parenting tools to help you be the parent God is calling you to be. Admission is free. Go to faithtalkdetroit.com. Don't miss this special opportunity to hear from Dr. Daniel Huerta along with Rebecca St. James at Woodside Bible Church in Troy. Get your free tickets now at faithtalkdetroit.com and enjoy an evening of discussion, worship, music, and giveaways at Faith Talk Detroit's parenting event presented by Focus on the Family.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Another deity, without a compass, I was waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you is.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Get a fresh perspective for the whole family. Focus on the Family with Jim Daly and John Fuller. Weekday mornings at 9:30 on the new FM 92.7 and AM 1500 Faith Talk Detroit.
Dial that number. Join the program. Talk with me about whatever you want on the program today. One of the things that I want to talk with you about again, very briefly, is the contribution and the hope you create when you make it to our Day of Hope partner, Food for the Poor. Now is a good time, since you may be there, have not yet taken the opportunity to make the best contribution you can. Now may be the best time for you to do just that. A $36 contribution will feed one hungry child for 12 months. That's right, nutritious meals for 12 straight months for a hungry child for your $36 contribution. And it will be doubled, because of a generous benefactor who has come alongside Food for the Poor, our Day of Hope partner. And they have said, whatever your listeners give, we will match it dollar for dollar. So if you could help us, we greatly appreciate it when you make that contribution to Food for the Poor. Because you're literally providing hope. You're answering the prayer of a mother, a father, a grandmother, a grandfather, perhaps an aunt, an uncle, a caregiver. You may be answering the prayers of a church trying to take care of hungry children. And Food for the Poor is partnering with Christian and paratroop groups, parachurch ministries and churches, ministers in 17 of the poorest countries in the Western Hemisphere to feed hungry children. You can help them get the job done today by making the very best gift you can. You can make that gift by going to FaithTalkDetroit.com, FaithTalkDetroit.com, clicking the red banner on the page, or you can call in and make that gift at this number, 855-849-4673, 855-849-HOPE. You give hope when you make that contribution today. Would you consider making the very best gift you can? And we thank you for your support. In the meantime, you can dial that other number that we give out often and daily on this program so that you become part of the conversation. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV. Dial that number. Join the conversation. On Run to Win, the Darryl Wood Show. Issue of education looming very large, not only here in the state of Michigan, where the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, the other day talked about getting many of the kids in this state, age 4, into school earlier. She said it was going to be a free program, free education. Folks, you know good well as I do, the government can't provide anything for free. The money the government has comes from you and I. Does not come from the government. The government does not generate income. The government gets its money from the taxpayer. So, in essence, you'll be paying for the education if, in fact, the governor is able to pull off her plan to create pre-K education that allows, you know, kids who are 4 years old to attend school full time. She's arguing that it's going to create a scenario where your kids are set up for better academic and career success. Well, there are a lot of studies that have been done, as I said the other day on this program, that would refute that argument handily. 866-423-9578. Other problem, the governor hasn't laid out what it's actually going to cost. That's a big problem, too. 866-423-9578. You got to talk about what it costs. You can't just throw around words like free and expect people to buy into that. It's nonsense. 866-423-9578. And I guess you could ask yourself, why is it the governor thinks that this should be a priority? I'm not really sure why she thinks this is. Is it just because she thinks it's going to help better prepare kids for academic success? Again, there are at least two major studies to which I could point that show otherwise. That early childhood education, vis-a-vis programs like Head Start, do not return the investment in time or money when it comes to preparing children for educational success. 866-423-9578. So who's designing the program? How's it going to be different? What is it going to cost? And then how do we demonstrate its viability and its success? I mean, these are all questions that should be asked, but will they be? 866-423-9578. You can talk to me about that should you choose to do so. Education on the mind of the governor of Florida for a very different reason. There are some who are upset with him at this particular point in time, he being Ron DeSantis. They're upset because they say that Governor DeSantis is trying to diss the African-American school curriculum by disallowing certain material. That's right. That's what the Democrats are charging. You know, they're trying to knock Ron DeSantis out of the box politically because they are really concerned that he might run for president. Several Florida students, however, are saying that they plan to sue the state and Governor Ron DeSantis over the state's rejection of the Advanced Placement African American Studies course in state schools. The lawsuit is backed by civil rights attorney Benjamin Crump and attorney Craig Wisenhunt, both of whom will be representing three AP Honors High School students. According to National Review, in an unprecedented development filled with the implications for American education, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is now demanding that the role played by development filled with implications for American education, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is now demanding that the role played by black queer Americans, the role played by black queer Americans be included in the College Board soon to be revised AP African American Studies course. Now ask yourself this, what's the point? Of all the things that you could be studying about history, math, science, just about anything you could think of, maybe even basic budgeting for that matter, of what benefit is it to young people, particularly black students, to study black queer Americans and furthermore include the information on the College Board's revised Advanced Placement African American Studies program? 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV, dial that number. And elsewhere, according to National Review, Education Commissioner Manny Diaz saying, despite the lies from the Biden White House, Florida rejected an AP course filled with critical race theory. Critical race theory and other obvious violations of Florida law. We proudly require the teaching of African American history. We do not accept the woke indoctrination masquerading as education. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV. And the governor down there has been outspoken not only on this issue, but he's also been outspoken on the issue of the kind of reading material being placed in libraries in the public school system that he thinks are less than beneficial or educational, but push forward a more politicized agenda. The governor spoke out recently with regard to queer theory being taught as history.
This course on black history, what's one of the lessons about? Queer theory. Now, who would say that an important part of black history is queer theory? That is somebody pushing an agenda on our kids. And so when you look to see they have stuff about intersectionality, abolishing prisons. That's a political agenda. And so we're on, that's the wrong side of the line for Florida standards. We believe in teaching kids facts and how to think, but we don't believe they should have an agenda imposed on them. When you try to use black history to shoehorn in queer theory, you are clearly trying to use that for political purposes.
Is Governor Ron DeSantis on the right track? I believe he is, because, as you know, the public school system at this time has become a laboratory for all kinds of aberrant, if not extracurricular-styled indoctrination of our young people. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. The governor, in another setting, talked about the fact that when it comes to education, when it comes to reading materials, and when it comes to censorship, it's about what is developmentally and educationally appropriate. And at the same time, Florida will guard against a politicized agenda.
My view on kind of what's in school is that you know, people will say if you take a book off a reading list for like a fourth grader, that you're banning the book. Of course not. No one's saying ban anything. The question is what is age appropriate and what type of curriculum do you want to have in the schools? And so, for example, in the state of Florida, we've said very clearly, you know, we want robust education about the Holocaust. I think that's important. If a teacher or we've had administrators minimize that and not be accurate in the history, they have actually faced discipline. That's 100% appropriate. And the same thing with what we're doing to say we're not going to have CRT in our K through 12 schools. We're not going to spend tax dollars to teach kids to hate our country or to hate each other. Not on my watch. So that's just it. But that's much different than saying what books are available in society or the public. And I don't support, you know, restricting that access for adults at all, consistent with the First Amendment. When you're talking about young kids or you're talking about certain things, there's absolutely, it's appropriate to have standards and to have the curriculum reflect the standards.
866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV, you dial that number. You can talk with me about that or anything else you choose on the program today. Out to the phone lines we go. Eddie's listening to the program in Warren. Eddie, thanks so much for your call today, your comment.
Hey, Mr. Wood. I just wanted to bring up a topic that wasn't brought up yet, and that's the topic of we had county convention last night for the delegates that are going to go to state convention. Mm-hmm. And the question is, should the delegates, which are, you know, representing 3,000 to 3,500 people in each one of the precincts, have to pay in order to do their duly elected job? And because the MIGOP depleted all the funds in the Republican Party, now the delegates, which are just lay people, it's the lowest elected position, are now having to pay to do their duly elected job at the state convention.
Now, has it ever worked that way before at any other time, Eddie?
Never. Never. This is the first time that this is happening. And I brought the question up yesterday at convention. The opposing party to the Republican Party, would they be requiring their membership in order to do their duly elected duties, pay to use, the, let's say, Cobo Hall, because Cobo Hall would be provided to them. Detroit's mainly a Democrat city. So would they be provided that? I think they would, and they would do their job. But yet, the Republicans, they don't do that.
Now, the Republican leadership is once again making this unprecedented move for what reason?
Simply because Ron Wisner and the Michigan GOP have depleted all the funds from the last election and are claiming they don't have the money to put on a convention. They don't have the money to have a facility for us to use. So in order for the delegates, which do not get paid for this job, by the way, in order for them to do their job, they will have to pay. They will have to pay to go to a convention to use a facility. They will have to pay for their stay, and they will have to pay for their board and their meals and everything. Yeah. in order to do their job.
And that money would usually come from the party.
Yes, it would. Well, it wouldn't provide for people's stay or their food, but it would provide for the place of for convention. It's rather interesting, in the Attorney General's debate that took place, a public facility was provided for that, and there was no cost for anybody to attend the debate for the Attorney General's debate for the Republican Party, but yet now we're having to have delegates pay in order to do their duly elected job that get no pay at all to do that job.
Has anybody asked to see the financial statements with regard to the situation?
That's what's going on right now.
Okay.
That's what's going on right now with the candidates that are intending to run to replace Ron Wisner as state chair, and they want to have more transparency about what's going on in the state party.
What has the response been to the request?
It's still up for debate, and people have to decide. The delegates are going to have to choose who they feel is telling the truth and is going to work to have more transparency in the MIGOP.
Well, the other question that I would ask at this particular point in time, why are we bothering to try to have a convention that the organization cannot, as it has in every year past, pay for? Why are we even bothering at this point if, in fact, you're going to have to come out of your pocket at a time when we are experiencing 6.5% inflation, increased fuel costs, and skyrocketing food costs? Why aren't we tabling this whole matter until we get a financial review and find out exactly where all the money went?
Exactly.
That would be my question, and that would be what I would want to know, because, you know, I'm not for moving forward until we have some real accountability. Eddie, let me know what happens next. I greatly appreciate it. And by the way, folks, those of you who care, there's a brand new RNC chair being elected today as well. A little bit more about that when we come back.
Listen to Turning Point with David Jeremiah weekday mornings at 6:30 a.m. on the new FM 92.7 and AM 1500, Faith Talk Detroit and faithtalkdetroit.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to Inside Retirement with Brett Brzezinski of the Brzezinski Group, Saturday mornings at 7 and 11, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do the things you've always dreamt about doing in retirement. Inside Retirement with Brett Brzezinski, Saturday mornings at 7 and 11. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Faith Talk Detroit welcomes Dr. Daniel Huerta, author of Seven Traits of Effective Parenting, and Christian music artist Rebecca St. James to Woodside Bible Church in Troy on Friday, March 10th. It's free and open to the public, but get your tickets online now at faithtalkdetroit.com. During this inspiring event presented by Focus on the Family, Dr. Huerta will break down each of the seven traits to give parents an honest look at their unique strengths, plus some areas they could use a little help. Rebecca St. James will join the conversation to discuss these empowering parenting tools to help you be the parent God is calling you to be. Admission is free. Go to faithtalkdetroit.com. Don't miss this special opportunity to hear from Dr. Daniel Huerta along with Rebecca St. James at Woodside Bible Church in Troy. Get your free tickets now at faithtalkdetroit.com and enjoy an evening of discussion, worship, music, and giveaways at Faith Talk Detroit's parenting event presented by Focus on the Family.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-531-1550. 800-531-1550. 800-531-1550. That's 800-531-1550.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV Faith Talk Detroit in Odyssey Station.
Four minutes past the hour. Run to Win, the Darryl Wood Show. Free Thought Friday edition of the program underway. You can tell from a couple of the calls that we've had the claim that you could call to talk about whatever you want is absolutely true. 866-423-9578. One of our callers wanted to talk about some of the local politicking going on here, particularly with regard to the Republican Party and things that just aren't going so well nationally. The Republican National Committee has retained Ronna McDaniel, who won re-election Friday. There were a lot of people out there, you know, trading all kinds of wolf tickets about how it's time for Ronna to go and Ronna's not providing the kind of effective leadership that we need. And look at all the horrible results we experienced during the midterm election cycle. She didn't get behind candidates like we wanted her to. All this stuff about Ronna McDaniel being spewed all over the airwaves and the political environs. And Ronna McDaniel wins handily. She won by a margin of 111 to 51-4-1 over her competition. That is to say, RNC chair election first ballot results with regards to 167 votes cast, and she only needed 84 to win. Ronna got 111 votes. Her closest competitor was the extremely capable Harmeet Dhillon, who got 51 votes. And I would have been, I like Ronna McDaniel, but I would prefer Harmeet Dhillon lead the RNC at this time. And if I had been voting, Harmeet would have had my vote, but she only got 51. Mike Lindell, My Pillow CEO, got 4 votes. And politician Senator Lee Zeldin, 1 vote. So Ronna pretty much won it running away. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV. Dial that number. Join the conversation on Run to Win, the Darryl Wood Show. So the status is quo with regard to leadership at the RNC. Let's see what Ronna does to kind of shake things up over there and perhaps maybe create the kind of winning energy and synergy as we move into the 2024 election cycle. Maybe we'll get Ronna on and have her talk about what her plans are. 866-423-9578. You can dial that number. And again, talk with me about whatever you choose. There has been a terror attack in Israel. It's making headlines. The terrorist killed 8, wounded 10 in a shootout at a Jerusalem synagogue. The attack on Holocaust Day. Holocaust Day. 8 people killed and 10 wounded Friday night in Jerusalem by a gunman, as the folks left Sabbath evening prayers. Friday also marked International Holocaust Remembrance Day. The Jerusalem Post reports at least 8 people were killed and another 10 injured in a terror attack at a synagogue in the Nevi Yaakov neighborhood of Jerusalem on Friday evening. The terrorist who opened fire at people leaving the synagogue after Friday night prayers was killed by security forces after attempting to escape in a car. Celebrations, including fireworks and guns being shot in the air, were witnessed in Jenin and other Arab towns throughout Israel in reaction to the incident. 866-423-9578. And as you know, this will be a developing story. As horrific as it is, more details will come in. And any of the significant details that we need to share with you, we will. 866-423-9578. And of course, the White House issuing the perfunctory statement from White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. She spoke about the Biden administration's actions against anti-Semitism in her briefing to reporters Friday. Did not say anything at the outset about the terror attack. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV. Dial that number. Join the conversation. With regard to Karine Jean-Pierre's outspoken resistance to giving any relevant details with regard to what the administration will do next with regard to the scandal rocking Joe Biden, his classified document scandal, we're learning that the Department of Justice was thinking very seriously about issuing search warrants for Joe Biden's Wilmington, Delaware residence. Now, you know, a search warrant has never been issued on the property of a sitting president. We recently saw a search warrant issued and an FBI search conducted on the property of a former U.S. president, also unprecedented. A little more information about this when we come back. 866-423-9578. Run to Win the Darryl Wood Show. Back after the break.
Serving the body of Christ. You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500, WLQV Faith Talk Detroit, where listening brings hope, an Odyssey station.
This is Darryl Wood. By now, you've all heard me talk about MyPillow and how it has literally changed the way I sleep. The pillows don't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape, and they're made in the USA. For a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a queen premium MyPillow for $29.98, regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a queen size premium. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use the promo code RUNTOWIN. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dreams bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and MyPillow towel sets. Or call 800-919-5912, 800-919-5912, 800-919-5912, and use the promo code RUNTOWIN at checkout.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Pastor Kirk of Calvary Chapel Waterford at Your Neighborhood Church. I would like to invite you to our new radio program, Change Your World, right here on Faith Talk, Sunday mornings, 8 a.m. Or you can join us live at our church, Calvary Chapel Waterford, 183 South Winding Drive, Waterford, Michigan. All the donuts you can eat, and you don't have to believe a thing we say, but it could change your world. Check us out at yourneighborhoodchurch.org.
Jesus saves new world.
I'm working in a job that I love.
Because I was given a chance.
To show that my disability
is only one part of who I am.
Who I am.
Who I am.
At work, it's what people can do that matters.
For more information, visit whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Attention, this is a special alert for all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an overpriced auto warranty or no warranty coverage at all. Due to the increase of new and used car prices, repair costs, and the price of gas, people are keeping their cars longer than ever, which is why CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on covered auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can save thousands for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. You could save thousands on future auto repairs. Our specialists are standing by for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-279-7495. Vehicle protection plan pricing is at an all-time low. Plus, drivers who purchase this coverage today will receive rental car options, free roadside assistance, and free towing. Call 800-279-7495 now for your free quick quote. That's 800-279-7495. What do you have to lose? Call 800-279-7495. Again, 800-279-7495.
You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV Faith Talk Detroit in Odyssey Station.
The things you do still amaze me. You lift worry and depression. And then you pronounce the blessing. You help me to win. Every challenge in my life. And when the trouble comes, help me win the fight.
54 minutes past the hour, Run to Win, the Darryl Wood Show. Two Florida residents indicted on federal charges in connection with attacks on crisis pregnancy centers. More about that in a moment. Mark's listening to the program in Macomb. Mark, thanks so very much for the call.
Darryl, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
This is in regards primarily to Ronna McDaniel,
yes,
quote unquote winning. You tell me any other company that keeps hiring chairmen that have lost, what, the last three elections?
Mm-hmm.
You tell me, why would you, I know why, because what we have in the Republican Party, it is still controlled by the rhinos, and they are totally fine with fraud elections. Because obviously they must be getting their little kickbacks or whatever it is. You look at the state of Michigan with the Shirkies and all these type of people in Michigan. They didn't lift a finger. In fact, if you opposed the elections or if you said there was fraud, they were going to come after you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of people we are dealing with in the Republican Party that are running it. The same type of people that want to charge delegates $50. Because, quote-unquote, we don't have any money. Why is that? Why don't we have any money? Because the powers that be that didn't support Tudor Dixon and Karamo and DiPerno, and they totally went away. Why? Because they were too conservative, I guess. Because Republican rhinos, they want us to die on the vine, the grassroots people who are sick and tired of this stuff. It's unfortunate that Ronna won, but it's not a surprise.
I hear you, Mark. Now, who would you have preferred win?
Oh, I would take Harmy Dillon. Mm-hmm. I don't know that Mike Lindell had much of a chance, but I'd take Harmy Dillon any day of the week.
Absolutely. She was the candidate for whom I was pulling. I was definitely hoping she could pull it out. And I thought that if all the talk about how tired folks were of the failed leadership, at least as they perceive it, of Ronna McDaniel, that Harmy Dillon would not necessarily be a shoo-in, but make it a close race. Wasn't even close, Mark.
Well, that, like I said, because I don't know exactly how the RNC chair is elected, but I think it's like a couple of people vote from each state, right? And those people that are running these, like Michigan, right, the quote-unquote the wisers of the world and those type of people, are making these selections of the chair, right? So it's not a surprise that she won because they're all a bunch of rhinos. That's the bottom line.
I hear you, Mark, and there are a lot of people out there who would agree with exactly what you just said. My friend, thanks so very much for your call and your input. Have a wonderful weekend, and do feel free to call again in this, the greatest nation in the history of the planet.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-786-2300. 800-786-2300. That's 800-786-2300.
Can't tune in to WLQV at the office? Check out our live stream on faithtalkdetroit.com. We're everywhere. FaithTalkDetroit.com. Whether you're on the mountaintop or in the valley, we're here. Be encouraged on the new FM 92.7 and AM 1500 Faith Talk Detroit and FaithTalkDetroit.com.
You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV Faith Talk Detroit in Odyssey Station.
This is the new FM 92.7 and AM 1500 Faith Talk Detroit, WLQV Detroit, from the Salem Media Group. And now, that's 866-423-9578. Here's your host, Daryl Wood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for staying with us for the second and final hour of not only our broadcast day, but the broadcast week. It is an hour dedicated to listening to what you want to talk about. So when you call and launch into any topic you choose, we'll follow right along. That's how it works on a Free Thought Friday, and today is Free Thought Friday. 866-423-9578. As is the case every Friday, we have a lost and a dying world to save. We have a republic to rescue. Let's go.
From fashionable Ferndale, Michigan, it's Free Thought Friday on Run to Win. Kick Daryl's content to the curb, and you set the talk agenda for the next hour.
Go ahead. Make my day.
...866-423-9578. Dial that number and join the conversation on the program today. You can talk with me about whatever you want, but you got to call to get it done.
Everything's connected. There'd be no climate crisis if it wasn't for racism.
How do you get to that? Tell me.
Where would they put the Where would they put the poison and the pollution? They're not going to put it in Bel Air. They've got to find some place where poor people or indigenous people or people of color are living. Put it there. They can't fight back.
We have to act.
Come on, man.
How dare you?
Yeah, I talked in the previous hour of the program about that rather condescending, if not ignorant, statement made by actress Jane Fonda about people, poor, disenfranchised, lacking power and position, being incapable of fighting back. I wonder if Jane Fonda knows that in the earliest days of the so-called environmental justice movement, in this country, it was just those people, poor black folk in particular, who are actually leading the fight to get justice with regard to land and water, typically in their communities that were being polluted by corporations. They were fighting their own battle. 866-423-9578, 866-423-9578. WLQV. I pointed to at least one article. There are several One in the New York Times. There's another great article in Time magazine. There's great research at places like the Mackinac Center right here in Michigan, the Mackinac Center for Policy. And in addition to that, other articles that talk about some of the earliest pioneers in the fight for environmental justice. You see, the tools to fight that battle that so many people talk about these days without any real knowledge of who the pioneers in the fight were have their basis in the 1964 Civil Rights Act, which is why black folk in particular, coming out of the 60s and going into the 70s, were leading this fight, where they found the problems of toxic dumping taking place in disproportionate numbers in their communities. And there were those like the Bullards, Dr. Robert Buller and his wife, who was an attorney who fought some of the earliest battles with regard to environmental justice lawsuits, who are in the forefront of that fight. The New York Times does a story about a woman who lives in South Philadelphia. Back in July of 2020, fighting against the city, dumping toxic chemicals in her neighborhood. She's not moneyed. She's not privileged. She doesn't know the right people. She doesn't have the right address. But there she is fighting her battle. Much different than the picture that people like Jane Fonda, the well-to-do actress, want to paint about poor people of color being incapable of fighting their own battles. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. Dial that number, join the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. We also talked about the fact that some folks are making a lot of noise down in Florida because they're unhappy about Governor Ron DeSantis' approach to black studies with regard to the public school educational curriculum. They say that he is kicking the study of, they want to say it's black history, but it really isn't black history. He wants certain reading materials and he wants certain other materials that are highly politicized, indoctrinating material removed from the public school curriculum. So for that matter, some people want to broad brush paint him as someone who is anti-black history. However, nothing could be further from the truth. Governor Ron DeSantis says when it comes to education, we ought to stick to the facts. We ought to stick to the history, and they do teach black history in the Florida school system. What Ron DeSantis does not want them teaching as history is CRT, critical race theory, and black queer studies.
This course on black history, what's one of the lessons about? Queer theory. Now, who would say that an important part of black history is queer theory? That is somebody pushing an agenda on our kids. And so when you look to see they have stuff about intersectionality, abolishing prisons, that's a political agenda. And so that's the wrong side of the line for Florida standards. We believe in teaching kids facts and how to think, but we don't believe they should have an agenda imposed on them. When you try to use black history to shoehorn in queer theory, you are clearly trying to use that for political purposes.
Is that clear enough? 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. Likewise, DeSantis has no problem with the concept of making sure that certain books that also would push a political agenda on minor age school children are excised from the school curriculum.
You know, my view on kind of what's in school is that, people will say if you take a book off a reading list for like a fourth grader, that you're banning the book. Of course not. No one's saying ban anything. The question is what is age appropriate and what type of curriculum do you want to have in the schools? And so, for example, in the state of Florida, we've said very clearly, we want robust education about the Holocaust. I think that's important. If a teacher or we've had administrators minimize that and not be accurate in the history, they have actually faced discipline. That's 100% appropriate. And the same thing with what we're doing to say we're not going to have CRT in our K-12 schools. We're not going to spend tax dollars to teach kids to hate our country or to hate each other. Not on my watch. So that's just it. But that's much different than saying what books are available in society or the public. And I don't support, you know, restricting that access for adults at all, consistent with the First Amendment. When you're talking about young kids or you're talking about certain things, there's absolutely, it's appropriate to have standards and to have the curriculum reflect the standards.
866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. The first indictments handed down for people attacking pregnancy resource centers. 866-423-9578. They just happen to be two Florida residents indicted on federal charges in connection with attacks on several pro-life pregnancy resource centers in the Sunshine State over a period of about 3 months. If you want to talk with me about that or any other aspect of the pro-life or abortion-related issues that we often discuss on this program, 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. Jay Sekulow is chief counsel with the American Center for Law and Justice.
And we've been saying, where are the investigations? They need to be going now. We do know of one that was going on because it was one of our clients. Our lawyers were actually there for the FBI interviews as that investigation moved forward. Well, lo and behold, yesterday, a big development, and that is an indictment against two individuals who were involved in damaging pro-life resource centers in Florida, three different locations.
Right, there are three different locations in Florida that these two individuals actually, a conspiracy claim was brought against them, and then violating the FACE Act by intimidation, trying to intimidate the workers at this pregnancy resource center, pro-life pregnancy resource center, and actually by damaging these centers. This is a good move and hopefully the first of many, because many centers were attacked, and now we're seeing that they're actually moving on this.
ACLJ Senior Counsel C.C. Heil, and I couldn't agree more. It's about time, because of all of the vandalism that has been taking place for months and months, that we see some movement and some progress and some success in the prosecution by the FBI of people who are vandalizing and, yeah, in a very real sense, terrorizing pregnancy crisis centers, so-called pregnancy resource centers. They are not places where you can get an abortion. They are places where you get the truth about the life of the baby growing inside of you. They are places where you get resources for that baby growing inside of you, resources for yourself as well. Perhaps you need to clothe yourself differently as that pregnancy advances. Perhaps you need financial assistance. Perhaps what you need is assistance with finding a place to live. Maybe you need assistance with helping to find gainful employment. Did you know that in the case of many of the pregnancy resource centers around this country, and there are thousands of them, these services are offered, these services are ordered. We have even had on this program Dr. Monica Miller talking about some of the pregnancy resource center resources that have been made available to people to whom she has ministered, including the paying off of a vehicle so that they would not be without transportation as they started their new life as a parent, making the choice to keep and bring their child alive into the world rather than aborting the child. You see, that's the difference between Planned Parenthood, a business model that calls for the death of the unborn almost exclusively, and a pregnancy resource center, which is truly life-affirming. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. Some bad news, a bit of a setback for Jack Phillips. He's the baker in Colorado who's been fighting against that state government for years now. They have been harassing him over the case of his deeply held religious beliefs and free speech, and whether or not they can force him to do something that goes against his deeply held religious faith and practice, and that is bake goods and or products that support the LGBTQIA+ messaging, or refuse to do so because of his deeply held Christian faith. I'll give you the details with regard to his latest legal exploits in just a moment. 866-423-9578. Out to the phone lines we go at this time to speak with Deborah, listening to the program in Detroit. Deborah, thank you for the call.
Hi, Daryl. Thanks for taking my call, as always. Just want to tell you something that happened after my husband and I went to the Trump rally.
Yes.
And a lot of people stopped us and took pictures of us. And finally, I told my husband, I said, why is everyone taking pictures of us? Well, two ladies turned around when they heard my husband say that. I said, everybody thinks he's Morgan Freeman. My husband has a slight, not a lot. He has been mistaken for Morgan Freeman, but he does not really look like him. Mm-hmm. A small bit. I just want to tell you that there are people out there who have taken pictures of us. We have no idea who they are, and they think he's Morgan. He was Morgan Freeman.
That's kind of an interesting. It's an interesting story coming from you, because usually when you call, you are ready to go on some of the toughest, hardest issues we discuss on this program. I see you, as we typically try to do on Fridays, wanted to keep it just a little bit lighter.
You know what? Sometimes you got to laugh at some things going on. But like I said, I didn't even tell him, because he's offended when people say that. But they do say you kind of look like Morgan Freeman. I did when I finally, we didn't stay because at 5:30 it was standing room only. Mm. And it started at 7:30. So I ended up telling a lady at the front door that was working, I said, if anyone says, tell Mr. Trump that Morgan Freeman was here, please tell him he's not. His name is Jimmy Brown, and that was not Morgan Freeman. But I just thought that was funny. They were staring at us from like afar off, just staring at us.
Incredible. So, Deborah, thanks a lot for sharing it with us on the program today. You. Have a wonderful weekend, my sister.
Thank you. You too, Daryl.
Thank you. Bye-bye. 866-423-9578. That's how we do it on a Free Thought Friday. We keep it light. We slow it down. We talk about things we don't necessarily have time to get to earlier in the week. 866-423-9578. Because after all, folks, and in the final analysis, this radio audience is a family. And that doesn't necessarily mean we always agree with one another. We have different perspectives on things, but we can agree to disagree without being disagreeable. And there are times when we just have a good laugh. 866-423-9578. Run to Win the Daryl Wood Show. Second and final hour of the program underway. You can be a part of it. Don't delay. It'll be over before you know it. Jim's listening to the program, and Warren wants to talk about Hanoi Jane. Hi, Jim. How you doing?
First off, thank you for making my week so enjoyable. I enjoyed the whole 3 hours on both networks. So, secondly, Hanoi Jane was on or did an interview back in the 90s when she was still married to Ted. I can't think of his last name. Turner.
Yes, Ted Turner.
And they had a farm down in, or a ranch or punta, whatever, down in Argentina. And she said, well, I want to go down there, but my husband wants to live in Georgia. Wouldn't it be nice if we had a nuclear accident or some massive chemical spill so you couldn't live in Georgia anymore, so I could go live on my down in Argentina where really? I really love it? I go, gee, that sounds kind of, to screw over the whole state so you can move to another country. That's not really nice and ecologically pleasant.
Yeah, wouldn't be the first time Jane put herself ahead of the rest of the country.
And, I hate saying that I have black friends or Hispanic friends or people I work with, because they're friends. They're people I dealt with, people I wanted to deal with. But I think being in the Hispanic and black communities or African-American communities, being queer, homophobic, or queer, transgender, and all that is kind of like one or two steps behind being a Nazi or a Klansman. They're not frowned on, or they're frowned on very heavily and not accepted. And they say, oh, black transvestites are being killed. Yeah, not by white supremacists. It's the community that doesn't like them, and they're, you know, it's very much frowned on or not approved of in the communities because of the religious aspect of it. So, you know, teaching that to a child or teaching it to anybody that, oh yeah, you know, this person was that. And I'm going, the community doesn't really like it. And is there that many people? And if there, your sexual preference is none of my business. I don't care what you do in your private life with another consenting adult.
Absolutely correct, Jim. And in addition to that, as you were about to say, the numbers are so small as to be inconsequential. And the other part about it is this. It's not really going to come up if they don't bring it up, because it's not a topic du jour. Either in the black community, the Hispanic community. It's not a topic du jour in just about any community that you could think of. It is they who are continuing to force the issue on everyone else, as if we have to genuflect at the altar of this sexual aberrant behavior. Jim, I appreciate the call and the perspectives. Thanks so much for taking time to make them, and thank you for the kind words, sir. We're glad that we can be a quality part of your day and that you're part of ours. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV. Those of you in queue, stay in queue. Don't go anywhere. We're going to get to your calls in the next segment. As I said before, I'm going to give you an update on the Jack Phillips situation, and Project Veritas has just outed a Pfizer executive who asserts that Pfizer may have been involved or may be involved in efforts to reverse engineer the COVID virus to make it more impactful. Why? I'll let you know when we come back.
What you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to Inside Retirement with Brett Brzezinski of the Brzezinski Group, Saturday mornings at 7 and 11 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do the things you've always dreamt about doing in retirement. Inside Retirement with Brett Brzezinski, Saturday mornings at 7 and 11. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Looking for a way to get free from debt? Well, gather up your bills and call a Care One credit counselor today. We are credit counseling agencies that have helped 2 million people just like you.
I see people every day who are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge and the bottom is bankruptcy. We pull them back and they appreciate that.
You get to consolidate your payments. You only have to make one payment a month instead of worrying about three, four, or five.
Care One credit counselors have experience assisting people to get out of debt and get on with their lives. To help you take your first step, they're offering a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details.
It is your path out.
People are truly amazed when they call us and see what we can do to help them. I mean, the relief in their voices.
Call us because we can do amazing things.
Get your consultation and debt analysis by calling a Care One credit counselor today. One simple and confidential call can get you debt-free.
800-284-1349. 800-284-1349. 800-284-1349. That's 800-284-1349.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Another day without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Join Pastor Emery Moss on Bible Talk, weeknights at 6 on WLQV.
So many stories, so little time. Back out to the phone lines we go at 25 minutes past the hour. Dave is in Hazel Park. Dave, thanks so very much for the call.
Thank you, my friend, for taking my call. I just want to share with you a comment I read in a local newspaper where they said homosexuality and same-sex marriage is not in biblical. But we know, because you and I know spiritually, you have to search the scriptures to know the truth, and you have to study them. But I want to share with you in Titus 1:1-2, God, you can't lie. In Titus 1:15-16, they confess that they know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. Well, homosexual is a feeling of or envisioning sexual attraction only to persons of the same sex. But I want to get to the abomination, sexual transgression, because you and I, Daryl, you know, you and I can share scripture for the next hour, 1 Corinthians 6:9-10, and Romans 1:25-26.
Correct.
Because we know all that's in there. I mean, we know Trinity's not in the Bible. You know, rapture's not in the Bible, but we know different because we study the Bible.
Correct.
But anyways, I'm going to get to two here that I really want to share with you because it bothered me because it has something to do with transgender and same-sex marriage. Deuteronomy 22:5. The woman shall not wear that which was...
Which pertaineth to a man.
You got it. You know scripture. Right, in the same way with the, you know, with the man.
That's correct.
You know, and then in Leviticus 18:22, when we start getting in this gender, you know, with our children and everything else, you got to know script. You got to know the Bible because God's word is true, but share it with love and compassion. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Speak the truth in love. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with mankind as with the is abomination. You know, and kids, you know, when they want kids to dress like women and men to dress like, you know, like men, you know, it's an abomination to God. It's a sexual transgression to itself. But we're destroying our children, Daryl. You know that, and I know
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. That's right.
I mean, but them to come and say that, you know, you and I share many times, we need people of influence, people of faith, spirit-led in the media, politics in the church. We need the church to step up. We need somebody there when something, a comment is made in the paper and in the media, somebody else to step up and say, oh, hold a minute. Oh, God, his word is true. We need to stand up for righteousness. You know, and that's not what's happening. You know that, and I know that. You know, but, you know, I thank God for you. You're a blessing because you stand up for that on this radio show, and a lot of your callers do the same. like, go to those scriptures, like I said, you know, in 1 Corinthians 6, 9, and 10, and Romans. You know, God's word is truth. He can't tell a lie.
That's right.
You and I know that.
Well,
Dave,
your point is well made. And any and all of the scriptures to which you have made reference do one thing and one thing in particular, no matter how people want to contort what the Word of God says in favor of today's popular trends, the Bible shows us in no uncertain terms that there is not only a line of demarcation drawn biologically between what is a man and what is a woman. It also draws the line in terms of what the roles of men and women in a society are. It also draws very clearly what it is that, as you had shared, what that is that pertains to men and that which pertains to women, saying that when it comes to males and females, in any culture to which you can point, people have assigned what is proper with regard to dress, proper with regard to custom, tradition, roles, interaction. We know that that is the case in culture after culture since time immemorial. That is not going to change because some people who think they are the enlightened few in the 21st century have a new insight, as they see it, on what is male, female, what isn't male, and what isn't female. Dave, your point is well made. At least from a biblical perspective, it's just not going to work. And there's nobody in the Bible, there's nobody in the church of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ can use the Bible to justify anything that would alter those particular perspectives. No one. No church. Nowhere. No how. 866-423-9578. Now, you're free to be you, just like I'm free to be me. But God will not co-sign your aberrant sexuality. And I wasn't trying to be a poet. 866-423-9578. And we don't hate anybody. All we hate is sin. 866-423-9578. When you do it God's way, you get God's results. Dwayne's listening to the program in West Bloomfield. Dwayne, thanks so much for the call.
Hey, how you doing, Daryl?
Okay, thank you.
I got a question at the end, but I want to make a statement. What I'm calling about is his story, not history, because it's okay, from my understanding, and I guess I got a question at the end. We can teach about Christopher Columbus, even though nothing is factual about he never been to the country at all. But we don't want to include slavery, which the country, all the wealth and prosperity of this country was built off slavery in its infant stages.
No, I'm sorry. No, that's not true. That's not true at all.
And then you clear it up. Okay, let's clear it up. Okay, and then we don't want to talk about slavery, which is a major part of our history, whether we like it or not.
I'm going to finish, and we'll see it.
We don't want to talk about what happened to the Indians. That's a major part of history, but we don't want to talk about it. But God forbid you ever say, we don't want to talk about the Holocaust. Nobody even got the nerve to even say that in the media. They'll tell us in a heartbeat, let it go. It happened X amount of years ago. But you ain't never, ever going to hear anybody fix their mouth and say about the Holocaust, as they should.
Well, Dwayne, and I understand what you're saying, but just in a very short course, because you're covering a lot of ground. Just recently, a very popular, very well-known, and fairly well-respected entertainer made the very mistake you talk about, and I'm sure you're aware of it. His name is Kanye West. He said very questionable things with regard to not only the Holocaust, but to Jews in America. And it cost him a great deal of negative PR. And he's not the only one that's made that mistake. The bottom line is that it is an inarguable fact of history with regard to the Holocaust, what happened, and who was responsible and who the victims were, number one. Number two, we talk about the enslavement of people the world over and since time immemorial all the time in this country. In fact, we have the conversation so much, it's almost as if we're not talking about anything else. It's as if we've made no progress beyond it. What we don't talk about are the real and fundamental beginnings and underpinnings of the slave trade that has affected people on every continent of this planet since man has been on the planet, Dwayne. That's what we don't talk about. There's a people group on this planet that hasn't in some way, shape, or form been impacted adversely by the issue of enslavement. Dwayne?
Yes, I'm here. And then, the question I wanted to ask you, if you can answer, the critical race theory, people bring it up all the time, mm-hmm. but they never really go in depth with what they're talking about. They say, we don't want to teach our kids that hate America. So could you explain that a little more in depth? And also, I read somewhere where Texas want to remove slavery from their history book, the word slave from their history book.
I would avoid using a generalized term, Texas, and I would simply say, determine who it is, and there is a who, and it might be summed up in a group of people who want to do that, if in fact that is true. And I guarantee you it won't be people who are true scholars, true educators, people who value knowledge and objective fact and data, because slavery is a fact, and it takes on many dimensions as regards not only the United States of America, but every other country and every other people group, as I said before, on the face of this planet. There's no way you can talk about human history without talking about the enslavement of humans. Dwayne, thank you so very much for the call. I'll get to, if time permits, CRT or critical race theory, if only in thumbnail fashion, sometime either before the end of this program or maybe on the next. So make sure you're tuned in. Thanks a lot. And we have talked about critical race theory before. In detail, big detail, 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQB. But it suffice to say that when you're talking about critical race theory, CRT, it is an offshoot of critical theory. Critical theory, the overarching philosophical perspective, comes out of a European philosophical school of thought. And it filtered down by philosophers who came to this country from Europe into the education system through the universities and eventually evolved in the late 60s, early 70s, coming out of theory that was taught in law school, believe it or not, into what we now know as critical race theory. And critical race theory is that simple offshoot that in thumbnail, sketch, explanation, fashion, teaches one group of people that they are the perpetual oppressed and that other group of people that they are the perpetual oppressors. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. Much more could be said, but as I said to our previous caller, I'll talk about it in more detail, perhaps on the Monday edition of the program, 866-423-9578. Let's see. I want to get to Jack Phillips. Jack Phillips, of course, fighting to preserve religious freedom and liberty in this country by fighting a battle against the LGBTQ communities, and at least the mafia that think that they speak for all the people in these communities. That lousy, loudmouth minority is making this man's life hell. 866-423-9578. The article appears at ChristianHeadlines.com. ChristianHeadlines.com. Christian Baker Jack Phillips of Masterpiece Cake Shop in Colorado lost his latest appeal on Thursday in a case surrounding his refusal to bake a cake celebrating a gender transition. A three-judge panel of the Colorado Court of Appeals ruled against Phillips, upholding a previous ruling requiring Phillips to bake the cake for Autumn Scardina, a transgender woman, read man, acting like a woman. The design for the cake was supposed to have pink and blue frosting, the colors of the transgender flag, to celebrate Scardina's gender transition. Quote, Scardina testified she requested a custom pink and blue cake with no message or other design elements. The trial court found that Deborah agreed to make the cake, but then retracted the commitment once Scardina told her that the cake was for, it was for a gender transition as well as birthday celebration. We'll give you the finishing touches when we come back.
This is Luke Hammett. By now, you've all heard me talk about MyPillow, and now Mike Lindell has just announced that our listeners will receive one of his books, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, absolutely free with any purchase using the promo code Luke. It's a great time to buy his warm and wonderful My Slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and outdoor all day long. They're made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and made with quality leather suede. For a limited time only, Mike Lindell is offering 50% off on all My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code Luke. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including some overstock products such as individual towels, blankets, comforters, and so much more. Call 800-861-6525 and use the promo code Luke. That's 800-861-6525 and use the promo code Luke at checkout.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is John MacArthur inviting you to join me for Portraits of Grace. One of my seminary professors once told me that the Christian life is simply becoming what you are. Because you are a child of God, you need to live like someone in his family would live. In fact, the root of the Greek word for worthy in the phrase walk worthy refers to equalizing scales. That means there ought to be a perfect harmony between who you are and how you live. And when you don't live as a Christian should live, you fail in your commitment to Christ. Remember, though, that your obedience to God cannot be conformity to rules and regulations based on fear or legalistic pride. Rather, make sure your obedience is conformity to righteousness based on gratitude and a deep love for Christ. This is John MacArthur, trusting your lives are portraits of grace.
If you served in the Vietnam, Gulf War, or post-9/11 eras, you may be eligible for expanded VA benefits. A new law, known as the PACT Act, provides disability compensation, health care, free toxic exposure screens, and more to veterans who were exposed to toxins during their military service. You can submit a claim for your PACT Act-related benefits now. Claims received by August 10, 2023 may be paid back to August 10, 2022. Visit va.gov/PACT to learn more and file your claim.
If you're listening to this radio station right now, you're being inundated with information about the coronavirus pandemic. Some of this information is alarming. You need to know now how to protect your family. Every host on this station is here to help. We're here to keep you informed, keep you calm, and most of all, keep you safe. There are lots of places to go for information. There is one place you can always trust. This is it. And we'll never be in lockdown. FM 101.5 and AM 1400. The Patriot.
You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV Faith Talk Detroit in Odyssey Station.
Run to Win.
People admire and respect and are inspired by your life story, your kindness, your evangelical force support.
The Daryl Woods Show on Faith Talk 1500.
WLQV. Colorado Baker Jack Phillips and his wife Deborah continue to fight for their religious free speech, and by extension, our religious free speech. Before the break, I was saying that a 3-judge panel of the Colorado Court of Appeals ruled against Jack Phillips, upholding a previous ruling requiring Jack to bake the cake for Autumn Scardina, a man who thinks he's a woman. They call him a transgender woman. The design for the cake was supposed to have pink and blue frosting, the colors of the transgender flag, to celebrate Scardina's gender transition. When taking the order for the cake originally, it was Deborah Phillips, wife of Jack Phillips, who filled the order, and she was told then that the cake was for a birthday celebration, apparently. Then found out after the fact that it was for a combo transition, that is, gender transition and birthday celebration. It was at that time that the Phillips, decided they did not want to bake the cake for a gender transition celebration. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. Scardina testified she requested a custom pink and blue cake with no message or other design elements. The trial court found that Deborah Phillips agreed to make the cake, but retracted the commitment once Scardina told her the cake was for the purpose of not only a birthday celebration, but a gender transition celebration. Quote, it was only after Scardina disclosed that she was transgender and intended to use the cake to celebrate both her birthday and the transition that Masterpiece and Phillips refused to provide the cake. Thus, it was Scardina's transgender status and her desire to use the cake in celebration of that status that caused Masterpiece and Phillips to refuse to provide the cake. According to the Christian Post, the appeals court contended Jack Phillips was not being forced to present a message that contradicts his faith because the cake, quote, expressed no message, end quote. The court also asserted that, quote, not all conduct constitutes speech, end quote. Alliance Defending Freedom, a conservative Christian legal advocacy group, criticized the appeals court decision. They plan to appeal. Quote, over a decade ago, Colorado officials began targeting Jack, misusing state law to force him to say things that he does not believe. Then an activist attorney continued that crusade. This cruelty must stop, end quote, said senior counsel Jack Warner. Quote, one need not agree with Jack's views to agree that all Americans should be free to say what they believe, even if the government disagrees with those beliefs, end quote. Phillips previously won a Supreme Court case in 2018 for refusing to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple in 2012. Same-sex marriage was not legal in Colorado at that time. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. Jack, of course, his wife Deborah, and his daughter also working in the business. They have vowed to keep up the fight. 866-423-9578. Talk about being in a fight. This next guy, his name is Jordan Trishton Walker. Trishton Walker. He's an executive with Pfizer Corporation, or at least he was a couple of days ago. He may not be any longer, although I'm not sure about that. 866-423-9578. James O'Keefe, head of Veritas, Project Veritas, is famous for a number of undercover investigations in which he outs the powerful in government and in corporate areas by getting them on recorded media saying things that they normally wouldn't say for public consumption. And such is the case where Mr. Walker is concerned, because we found out in an undercover recording of this Pfizer Pharmaceutical Corporation executive that Pfizer may be involved in re-engineering the COVID-19 virus to make it more infectious. That's the word. They wouldn't use it, but I'm using it. They want to make the COVID-19 virus more infectious. So that, of necessity, means that they would have to re-engineer the virus. And you know what we call that? We learned about it during the time Anthony Fauci was testifying before Congress about the accident, so-called, at the Wuhan Virology Institute that may have resulted in releasing the COVID-19 virus on the world. This gain-of-function research where they make the virus even more deadly than it was to see if they can reverse engineer a way to stop it. Well, apparently, Pfizer is involved in a similar method of research and technological advancement with regard to the COVID-19 virus. But why? 866-423-9578. Now, they would probably never admit to that, but this was all being alleged in an undercover interview by Project Veritas, in which Jordan Tristan Walker said that, yeah, we're gonna re-engineer the virus, and in so doing, it will be more infectious. And that'll be good, because that means Pfizer can then sell more vaccine. Can you believe it? You'll hear some of it when we come back.
Find out what we've been up to. WLQV's newsletter is online. Go to faithtalkdetroit.com and enter keyword newsletter. Get in the know now.
The bigger your 401k, the better your retirement, right? Wrong. The fact is, with proposed new taxes, another market crash, inflation, and rising healthcare costs, you could be forced to downsize your retirement. Discover the secret savvy investors are turning to for retirement security. A new 401k law that unlocks an ingenious retirement protection plan that could protect your savings from inflation and a stock market downturn while boosting your retirement income as much as 40%. It's all laid out in simple language in a new book from Josh Melberg. His insightful guide is your roadmap to retiring with confidence, and it's yours free with one call. Don't risk a lifetime of work building your retirement. This little-known retirement protection plan could safeguard your wealth and boost your retirement up to 40%. For your free copy of Guarantee Your Retirement by Josh Melberg, call now. Call 800-337-8051. That's 800-337-8051. 800-337-8051.
Thank the pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or a
God only knows what you've been through.
serving the body of Christ. You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500, WLQV Faith Talk Detroit, where listening brings hope, an Odyssey station.
Like thunder from above, Run to Win, The Darryl Wood Show.
And there's a storm on the horizon for a guy that works for Pfizer Corporation. Maybe he doesn't at this particular point in time. 866-423-9578, 54 minutes past the hour. No way in the world I'm going to be able to get through all of this, but I at least wanted to start talking about it because, you know, there is no way in the world we're hearing the end of this story. This young man was at a restaurant and interviewed by an undercover reporter for Project Veritas, James O'Keefe's organization. Now, the audio is kind of difficult to hear, but in the initial stages of the conversation, the young man, Jordan Trishton Walker, who is an executive with the Pfizer Corporation, was out, and the line of conversation dealt with what he did for a living at Pfizer. And the conversation turned to Pfizer's efforts to mutate the COVID-19 virus.
We're exploring, like, no, you know how the virus keeps mutating?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things we're exploring is, like, why don't we just mutate it ourselves so we can develop new vaccines, right? So we have to do that. If we're going to do that, though, there's a risk of, like, as you could imagine, no one wants to be having a pharma company mutating viruses.
Yeah.
So okay. We're like, do we want to do this? So that's, like, one of the things we're considering.
Okay.
So, like, the future, like, maybe we can, like, create new versions of the vaccines and things like that.
Okay, so Pfizer ultimately is thinking about mutating COVID?
Well, that is not what we say to the public. No.
You heard him say that's not what we say to the public.
That's why it was a thought that came up at a meeting, and we were like, why do we not? It was like, we're going to consider that. There'll be more discussions.
Okay.
That exact reaction, right? We're like, wait a minute. Like, people won't like that.
That's right. It appears that Pfizer is internally discussing the possibility of mutating the COVID virus themselves in order to tailor a vaccine to sell to the public.
In addition to that, the undercover conversation continued over not one, but a couple of different in-person meetings, something that I guess the Pfizer executive might have construed to be a kind of date.
We put them in the virus in these monkeys.
Okay.
And then we successively, like, cause them to keep infecting each other. And we collect serial samples from them. And then the ones that are more infectious, like the virus, we'll put them in another monkey. And just constantly actively mutate it. That's one way.
Okay.
Or you can even do, like, directed, like, simulation, which, like, we should not prefer.
So what they're talking about here is, you might have been able to tell, it's difficult with all of the background noise and the audio, they're talking about experimenting with more and more virulent strains of the virus on live monkeys.
And they just sample what the different, proteins on the surface of the virus look like over time.
Okay.
So then you can see the mutation, and you kind of force it to mutate in a certain way you want.
Okay.
But you have to be, like, very controlled to make sure that this virus that you mutate doesn't create something like, you know, goes everywhere.
Something
crazy.
Which
I suspect is the way that the virus started and moving on. To be honest, like, it makes no sense that this virus popped out of nowhere. Like,
yeah, I know.
Yeah, so he's kind of attesting to what most of us have already suspected, that they want to be very careful at Pfizer to make sure that while they're doing all this testing, mutating of the virus, and testing on live monkeys, that it doesn't somehow escape into the wild, such as was the case with regard to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The conversation then turned to the subject of gain-of-function research.
So, I mean, when is Pfizer going to implement the mutation of all these viruses?
I don't know. It depends on how the experiments work out, because this is just, like, something we're trying, right?
It sounds like gain-of-function to me.
I don't know. It's a little bit different. I think it's different. It's like, there's... It's definitely not gain-of-function.
It sounds like it is. I mean, it's okay.
No, directed evolution is very different.
Direct evolution?
Directed evolution.
Directed evolution, okay. Well, so, I mean, is that what it is?
Maybe.
Well, you're not supposed to do gain-of-function research with the viruses. Like,
yeah.
They recommend not. But you do, like, these, like, selected directional mutations to try to see if you can make more potent.
Yeah.
So there is research ongoing about that. I don't know how that's going to work. There might not be any more outbreaks, because, like, Jesus Christ.
So they want to make sure there aren't any more outbreaks, but they're playing with words here. And as opposed to calling it gain-of-function research, they want to call it directed evolution. Directed evolution research that will create a more impactful COVID-19 virus. Can you believe it? This is spilling into the media even as we speak. There is more that I will share with you on the Monday edition of the program, Good Lord Willing. But the fallout for Mr. Jordan Tristan Walker can't be good at this point in this, the greatest nation in the history of the planet.
Can't tune in to WLQV at the office? Check out our live stream on FaithTalkDetroit.com. We're everywhere. FaithTalkDetroit.com. If it's noon, it's Jay Sekulow Live, only on Faith Talk 1500 WLQV and FaithTalk1500.com.
You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV, Faith Talk Detroit in Odyssey Station.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.